what is your name, sir?
Nicholas Joseph Munch, sir.
Okay, who's going to do this? Honorable Mr. Neil is going to the back of the room, sir, so just hold on.
All right.
Okay, sir, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Yes, sir, it's Nicholas Joseph Munch, ABC number 188930.
Thank you, sir. Your current state of Arizona board, you take the term of seat this morning in reference to your supervision application. I'm going to ask the board members to come up to hearing now. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, to his right, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Ian Harris. To his right is the Honorable Bill Whitmore. Also, we really have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the Pro Office today.
Nice to meet you, gentlemen, ladies.
Pardon?
I said, nice to meet you, gentlemen, ladies.
Thank you. Okay, prior to hearing, you received a notification from advising you of the board hearing in the late. Have you heard that, sir?
The one when I was not here.
Well, I don't know where you are. You give me a form that says you have this hearing and what the day is, and explains the hearing rights.
Yes, sir, when I first. Yeah, that was when I actually got to the yard, I guess. I remember that.
Okay. So on that form, you were notifying the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or did you represent yourself, sir?
No, sir, I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Webby at this time. So you found this sure to tell the truth, right truth, and nothing but the truth. So I'll have you got out of the so firm.
Yes, sir.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sort of phase one, will determine if the terms and conditions of your committee supervision have been violated, and in phase two, you will determine whether the committee supervision should be revoked or reinstated. The phase one, that would be, if I'm reading up the three allegations that are on your board, I'm asking if they're true or false after each one. And if they're false, we'll get some more information and discuss it. Okay?
Okay.
Alright, so allegation one's violation of the condition of supervision number seven, and demonstrating my favor to submitting urine specimens from drug testing on or about October 24, 2017, from the task integrity testing compliance summary dating January 23rd, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's false. I was never asked to submit your sample, sir.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do the two allegations and then we'll go back and discuss the following, okay? So violation number two is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned probate officer by a failure to call in for a monthly check-in on or about November 1st, 2017 as verbally directed on October 3rd, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay, allegation number three. Violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three is demonstrated by your act of changing the place of residence at 6125 East Green Way, apartment 3 in Mesa, Arizona, on or about November 1st, 2017, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts may know unless you were scammed from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir, that's true.
Okay, we'll go back to allegation number one, which is some results, and we'll ask Mr. Westby to put the information on that.
On April 20th, 2017, during a contact visit, the offender was placed on a task color code program for random drug screens. The offender was assigned a color in and was directed to call task daily, Monday and Friday, and the way if his color was called. The offender was verbally counseled and given written instructions regarding the task instructions for submitting a urine drug screen sample. On October 24th, 2017, the offender's assigned color mantle was called, requiring him to submit a UA for testing. for the task of getting testing compliance summary dated January 23rd, 2018. Produce a urine specimen for testing and task on October 24th, 2017. And there is a copy of the compliance summary report attached to the motion.
So what falls about that, sir?
When I was first out, my first parole officer that I had, sir, was Corey Rose. I actually had CO3 Wilson here at the unit, emailed him. I got switched from medium parole to medium parole. I met with that parole officer. I can't remember her name right now. I met with her one time. At the time that I met with her, it was at the residence that I was astounded from. And she had informed me that because I'd been dropped from that medium parole, I think it was, to medium parole, that I no longer had to go to the I was done with the classes that they make you take at the counseling center. And she also said that I didn't have to do colors anymore for UA. And there was an issue because I was at my job that I work at, which is Marble Mechanical. I got a phone call from the supervisor of the probation department right there in Mesa, asking me about why I didn't show up to my counseling classes anymore, and asking me why I hadn't dropped any ways, and I had informed her that my parole officer actually told me that I did not have to do either one of those.
Okay, when did you change parole officer?
I don't remember the exact day exactly, sir, but it was when I got forgotten the union. Because I don't know if you guys, I'm pretty sure you guys have my parole from before. My first parole officer that I had was Corey Groves, and if you actually look at my parole report from him, I was very good. I did all my UAs, all they were all clean. I did exactly what I was supposed to do with him. I wasn't, I never faltered in anything that I did.
Okay, we don't have any things of changes between parole officer or anything.
I think it was in October because I went from Corey Jones to the and the person that they actually switched me to was a female officer. And Corey told me that the reason they did that is because when they switched to minimum parole, they actually put you with a different parole officer because I guess the minimum and the medium, they require a different parole officer to get switched or something like that.
Okay, so what's the
I have some information regarding that. There was a case transfer where you changed the residency, you moved to residency Mesa, and the case transfer was approved on September 29th, 2017. And he was under supervision, but the caseloads divided up according to zip code. So he did have a change to officer board at that time.
I guess we're getting a case of roommates and they're saying that he was given instructions that he didn't have to do the task anymore.
I do not see any notes on here that he was kicked off in UAs.
Okay.
You see, and excuse me for having me to talk out of turn, but that's the same problem that I had when the supervisor had called me at work that day because she didn't put any notes in the computer on whether or not I was supposed to stop the counseling classes or stop the UAs.
Okay. I want to move this forward at this time, and then we'll have a little bit of an opportunity to explain that. So, based on Mr. Ritchie's admission to evaluation 2 and evaluation 3, and the information for evaluation number 1 and 2018W0222, and the information supplied by Mr. Gillespie, I'm going, based on all that, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Ritchie was the victim of the violating terms and conditions of the supervision and that he might have lapsed or not lapsed in the coming range of the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're getting ready to get a phase 2 of your hearing. But before we do, Mr. Wesley is going to get you a background information, and so we'll just hang on the phone, and we'll get back to you in a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wesley.
On April 20th, 2017, Mr. Palucci was released from DOC. He was arrested February 19th, 2018 by Scottsdale PD, no new charges. He was back to DOC custody February 19th, 2018, with an address at CCD of June 10th, 2018, which reflects the 110th current conviction, 2014, the same second degree, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2004, theft, 1 year. 2004, burglary, third degree, 2.5 years. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 3.5 years. This is the second term of DOC, Sergeant RS score 3.3, Mental Health score 1, Substance Abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2006, DAS release, completion, 7 months. Disciplinary violations are minimal. There's no other arrest on record. His community risk score is a G4V5.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Wilson, your summary of your community supervision. Residents in April 2017, you were approved to provide a TLC for that Southern Avenue and Mesa. Then on April 21st, you were approved to design and change on the 1344 South Mason Drive in Mason, Arizona. Discharged some changes on September 12, 2017 for failure to follow rules. Then on September 12, 2017, you were approved to reside at 439 North Pinckney in Mesa. And you were evicted from the residence and no longer welcomes on September 20, 2017. You were approved to reside at 6155 East Greenway and 3 in Mesa. And in CCO work back, you came to word that you were evicted from your approved residence on or about November 1st, 2017. And then you failed to report to the assigned parole, or you were assigned parole officer after changing at the approved residence. So, so where did you go when you left the Greenway address?
When I left the Greenway address, sir, I ended up living in a hotel. If I can explain, the people that were living with us were Tom and Jackie. They were friends of mine before I had got arrested. And the reason I had got evicted from that address is because they failed to inform me when I moved in with them and when they said I could live there, that they were 4 months behind on their rent and they owed an astronomical amount of money.
But the issue is that when you left the Greenway address, your parole officer had no real contact with you until you left. Okay, that's the question. Where did you go when you left the Greenway
address? I actually went and moved into a hotel off of Main Tower called Trails West.
Okay, and you were there?
I was there for a total of a month and a half, and then I actually moved in to a decent residence that was a sober environment that was with a friend of mine named Joe, and that was the 6526 East Pill Drive address. I don't know if you guys have that or not.
Well, I wasn't after the Greenway address because you have been putting it out to your boss.
Yes, sir.
Joe, you know, we worked this much more than mechanical and full-time year round.
Yes, sir. My boss actually was still holding my job.
Okay.
He told me that he would.
I think that's very dependable if you work that for that time, you know, especially if you're going to get the job back when you get out.
That's fantastic. I get out soon. My brother Mark actually works for Boeing, the airplane company, and he was actually actually get me a job set up there, and they're actually holding a job to see if I get out within the next week or two, if I get back on parole, they're gonna allow me to come work for them, but if I don't, then they're gonna give the job to somebody else too.
Okay. So let's go to some programming here. When you first got out, you immediately threw them to task. And on that number, it looks like just there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a year, you know, number of which. That was called, you went to the job, they were on levies, but then on October 24th, right about the time when this stuff started happening and going wrong, you failed to submit a sample for testing at task. And there's nothing we have or the final notes or anything else saying that anybody gave you permission not to go, so that's why that's that way. And then it also says that an April 20th, which I'm saying, you were referred to the CHC for substance abuse classes. You completed intake on April 20th, 2017, and attended 21 of the 25 required groups prior to expanded supervision. So you were still attending, but once you're expanded, you weren't attending.
And if I may speak for this agent, sir, that's what I was discussing with you about when I was working for Model Mechanical, and I got the call from the supervisor at the Mesa office, and she had asked me why I had not been going to those classes, and I explained to her that my parole officer had been, and told me that I didn't have to go to classes anymore, that I was done with them, that was fine. And she checked into that part of it and had actually told me, yeah, that's fine, we're good to go on that. Because I mean, with all due respect to everybody on the board, sir, and everything, I only have 3 months of parole left to do, and the last 3 months and continuing further, I still have two or three more months. I'm in court right now for a custody case for my child that's in Texas. And already missed the court date. I just bought a new truck and got a residence, sir. Okay. And there's only 3 months left on parole, so I'm sorry, but I'm not trying to mess anything up, you know?
Okay, well, when you put the, when you put you in the box, were you doing the drugs, or were you doing the alcohol?
No, sir. I've been sober since August of 2014.
Okay, drug and alcohol?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Coming to the close of your hearing here pretty quickly, so we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. We ask that you don't repeat yourself, but give us any other information that you might think is pertinent to this. And then once you're done, we'll do a discussion and make a decision. So now's your opportunity.
All right, well, tell the board members, and thank you for your time, of course, you're seeing me today, and you guys have a busy schedule. Like I said, I've been on parole. I don't know if you guys can go well. My first parole officer, Corey Rose, will talk to you, and he can explain to you guys how good a parole I was, and he was very helpful in my parole and helped me, you know, stay sober and get the right program and everything. I just ask that you guys please look at the facts and look at my past parole history. I don't know if you guys look in the prison history or anything, but in the whole 4 years that I was down, I never had any tickets. I was enrolled in the honor program at Winchester Union in Tucson. I was in the honor dorm. I've been a role model inmate, and even on the streets when I was with my parole officer, I never caused any trouble or harmed anybody. I've been sober for the longest time, and I pray that you guys give me a second chance to go out there, so I'm trusting my son or my vehicle or my job that I worked so hard to obtain in the last 9 months and for trying to keep my life straight. So.
Okay.
I accept my part, you know, I mean, I get scammed, and I admit that it was wrong. I got worried because the people that I was with, and I've heard stories of parole officers, you know, killing people and absconding or not absconding, not being with that person because their residences were evacuated or they get kicked out. out of their house, and I should have moved down and talked to the parole officer that minute. So that is my fault. I do apologize for that and take my responsibility that I did wrong. But like I said, I appreciate you guys looking at arts and, giving me that second chance. I only have 3 months left to parole. I'll pay my fees and do whatever I need to do. So.
Okay, sir. Well, what we're going to discuss is the documents are set up. We ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone and listen to it and hear the whole discussion, okay? We'll get back to you.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you, sir.
We're still going to discuss it. This is the fact that, he's saying that the reason he listed you raised everything was because he was told you could do that, and he had no record of that. But he did truly abscond, which by any means standard is not what he's supposed to be doing. And it's kind of his. He had all the results and all these drops before this violation occurred. I'm a little bit on the wild with this, but I'd like to hear some discussions from the rest of the board if they have anything to say.
I mean, Mr. Melucci does have a successful previous period of supervision, and he has a job to return to. I'm just not sure why he didn't stay in touch with his parole officer. That bothers me.
Well, yes, that's part of my
problem. Yeah, that's what, my hesitation. That's
what I'm doing. Scan time.
Yeah.
110 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Jones.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't, but 110 days. It's a long time.
That's a long time.
Okay. I'm going to go through the discussion. So I'm going to make a motion that based on the information in 2018W02, Mr. Melucci's admissions and information from public corrections, I'm going to make a motion to revoke Mr. Melucci's meeting supervision as he was doing, but violated terms and conditions of supervision and had lapses or about to lapse and was going to put away the company, especially 110 of scouting days, but we really have no way of checking what he was doing. That has been motion.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, sir, we understand your point about the downsizing of the people to result in community supervision. We really don't have that much time left in there, and when you're done, you don't have to worry about paying more than this or anything else. Which is just luck, things going on in your life, but based on violations of rules and everything, which is going to be the work through supervision. So make yourself good plans when you get out so that you can avoid relapsing in any of these problems, because if you do that, you might start going to the point of being arrested and put back in prison. Okay, sir?
That's the thing I was worried about, sir, is because it's. I understand your guys' point of view and I respect your guys' decision. It's just, the 110 days that I have counted, I was trying to get a place to live, and like I said, I was worried about
sir?
Everything else. And, yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Okay, we run on for all that, and we know that. This is going to end your hearing, and they have to see if there are any things that are going.
You have a good day, Mr.